In Syria, the battle among rebel groups continues. The more moderate groups are pushing back against the extremist factions that control many areas now. Today we zero in on Kafran Bel, a town known as the creative hub of Syria's revolution. The town's artists are famous for their bold posters and banners, often written in English, lampooning President Bashar al-Assad. But in recent months, the town's residents have taken to the streets to protest the ISIS, an extremist group that's also known as the Islamic State of Levant and Iraq. That's according to opposition activist Mariam Jalabi. She was born in Damascus and raised in the Golan Heights. Jalabi currently directs the New York office of the National Coalition of Syrian Revolution and Opposition Forces. She says the Kafran Bel residents have once again shown their creativity.
They used a lot of signage that was from the pop culture, global pop culture, referring to the ISIS, the Islamic State of Levant and Iraq, the fundamentalist group now that's raiding Syria, as an alien, as they had used it from the movie The Alien. Because a lot of the fighters that are coming with this group are not Syrians, they're foreigners.
So the ISIS, the fundamentalists,
yes.
They are presently being kind of earmarked as the big problem spot in Syria right now. So ISIS came in to Kafran Bel as well?
Yes, they did. They came in. They have taken the northern part, like they have mostly been in Raqqa, but they also arrived to Kafran Bel. And as the Kafran Bel activists have described it, is that they first were occupied by the regime forces, and then later on they were occupied by the ISIS forces, the fundamentalist groups. They came in December 28th and raided their offices. And that's why when the Kafran Bel people decided this cannot be tolerated and decided to get them out.
Right. So what exactly happened when ISIS comes into Kafran Bel? And you've got this kind of creative force of opposition. What happened?
They came in, they took equipment, they raided offices, they actually arrested people, they detained people. So the people of Kafran Bel, who have been working in close connection with a lot of other activists that are coming from all over Syria, who have found safe haven if Kafran Bel, realized that they cannot tolerate such forces, fundamentalist forces in the city. So they've actually created a pressure on the FSA in the outskirts.
Free Syrian Army.
The Free Syrian Army to push the fundamentalists out. Then they were able to actually push them out.
So about 10 days ago, I gather, a kind of a power shift occurred. Is that essentially what happened then?
Yes. And now they consider Kafran Bel free again from the regime forces and the ISIS forces. So we have the two working with the opposition and trying to promote all kinds of sorts of ideas of democratic free Syria for equal rights for everyone. We have a lot of problems. We have huge problems with not the regime only, but also with fundamentalist foreign groups that are coming into Syria that are trying to create a safe haven for them there. These rogue elements from all around the world, they come into Syria and they work there.
And this power shift, is that kind of a trend now? And can Kafran Bel kind of hold on to the ISIS forces staying out now?
They have been. They've actually not only that, but they've inspired other forces in the Free Syrian Army to go ahead and resist the fundamentalist group. And they've done that in Aleppo also. And they've done in parts of Raqqa. It has been back and forth a little bit in Raqqa, but they have been able to free something of 60% of the areas that they were holding on to.
It must have been really odd to have this kind of creative force, as you call it, of opposition people and their protests and their signs in English, and then these very hardline fighters coming in. And what was that like when they were all together in the same town?
It's very frustrating and it's very alienating for a lot of the Syrians because they are not Syrians. These foreign fighters that are coming in, they don't speak even the language. They're coming from places where they have different languages and they're coming in to do jihad, to create some kind of an Islamic state. And that's not what Syrians came out for. Syrians came out for a democratic civic society where everybody can have equal rights. So it has been very difficult for a lot of people to accept them. But also when they come in the name of God, and they're talking Islam, it becomes difficult for people also to resist them, or we don't know how to resist them. One of the activists from Kafran Bel was telling me, which I loved, is that we have been living in a dictatorship for the last 50 years, and there's a little tyrant inside every one of us. In order to get rid of that, that's when we can get rid of all of these tyrannies around us, the ideological tyrannies, whether it's the Assad or fundamentalist groups.
So, Mariam, what hope does the Kafran Bel story give you for the future of Syria?
it is very important for me to see people who are against all odds are able to create some kind of a civic society where everybody respects everybody else, which I hope that all women and all minorities within the Syrian revolution can have for the future.
Mariam Jalabi with the New York office of the National Coalition of Syrian Revolution and Opposition Forces. Thank you for coming into the studio. Great to meet you.
Thank you.